Welcome to WP Coffee Talk with your podcast barista, Michelle Frechette. Special thanks to our amazing sponsors, Sentry Hosting, Expander Digital, GoWP, and WP Explorer. WP Coffee Talk is a proud supporter of Big Orange Heart, whose mission is to support and promote positive well-being and mental health within remote working communities. Please consider a donation to Big Orange Heart to continue to support this great mission.
Welcome to WP Coffee Talk. I am your podcast barista, Michelle Frechette, serving up the WordPress stories from around the globe. And today we have a special edition of WP Coffee Talk, where I'm not asking my usual questions, but instead I'm going to talk to some of my really close colleagues at Big Orange Heart about WordFest, because WordFest is coming up in July and we're super excited about it. We want to talk about things that happen at WordFest. We want to talk about some changes that we've made going forward. And I certainly want you to get to know my co-organizers here, Dan Mavey and Kate DeRosa. Good afternoon, Dan. Good morning, Kate. How are you?
Doing well, thanks.
Good afternoon, good morning. It's good evening, wherever you are.
That's right. Whoever's listening, whenever you're listening, we've got you coming. I always ask this to show us your mug. Now, I haven't even made my coffee yet this morning. My mug is empty, but Dan, we'll start with you. I think your mug is empty too. That's okay.
The mug is empty, but it's a very special mug. The Give WP ran through month of May, Mental Health Awareness Month, a special campaign. So thank you very much to the Give WP team.
Yeah, I'm going to jump ahead of Kate and say, I got the same one. There you go. Okay.
And now I'm kicking myself even more that I didn't pick one up. But I have one that says, in my defense, I was left unsupervised. And that really fits nicely with our WordFest conversation. So somebody really gave us the keys to the website and we just took off. So, you know.
One of the things about Dan Mavey is he is completely trusting. You need to log into the website. I'll just make you an admin. Just don't break anything. Okay, sure, fine, okay. Last week I said, oh, I can just fix this. He's like, okay, you need to fix it on the template. I was like, sure, no problem. I'm like, I don't know what that is. But I figured it out. It took me about half an hour instead of going back to Dan, who's so incredibly busy and saying, I don't know how to do that. I was just like, I'm just gonna like play around. I didn't save anything until I figured it all out, but then it was fixed. And I was like, and I learned a new skill. So that was Absolutely. Pretty cool. Can I redo it? I don't know.
I mean, this is what I love about this. It's about you empowering people, empowering the community, empowering individuals to take responsibility and to just to run with things. And the beauty of everything we do with the web, I mean, it's all backed up. You know, if there's a problem, we can get it back. It's not, it really isn't the end of the world. And ultimately, we're talking about a website. You know, if obviously there are situations where we need to be extremely careful, and we are in relation to user data and that type of sensitive data. But on the whole, you know, I'm absolutely an advocate for empowering individuals to run and you know, make mistakes, because we learn from those mistakes.
I mean, the other thing is, all of us are WordPress professionals, so we shouldn't be making huge mistakes, but it does feel a little strange when you join an organization and somebody like gives you the keys to the castle. So thank you for the empowerment, Dan, the trust that you place in us. And I hope that I never screw it up so badly that you say, oh, Michelle. Anyway, I wanted to say, so I have this this little plaque that Kaylin White gave to me. It sits on my nightstand and it says, find your tribe, love them hard. And I think that that's one of the things that Big Orange Heart is about is, you know, we all feel when you're working remotely, it can be very isolating. Even if you live with a family, even if you work, I work with other people in my office, it still feels very isolating. I'm a team member of 23 people. And there's four of us here, or three of us here now, because Amy moved to Boston. But anyway, it still can feel isolating from the rest of the world, even if you have a couple of people with you. And, you know, finding your tribe, loving them hard, it isn't necessarily people that are always in your same vicinity. And for me, joining Big Orange Heart, you know, within the last year and a half as part of the team has been that for me. And so I think that that's one of the things that we try to do is help people feel less isolated. Of course, that's our mission. And one of the ways that we're doing that is with WordFest. So Dan, tell us a little bit about, I mean, I was there, but I want to hear your words. How did we even think of this behemoth? And how did we think of doing it twice in 1 year?
I think we need more help. The concept of WordFest was something that was, you know, it was actually in very early conversations around the charity as a whole. The delivery of events, reducing social isolation by bringing communities together, is something that's always been really strong. It's always been something that we've done. We've been very active through, when we were delivering in-person events, when we could come together in person, we were delivering events. We've done it for years. And that idea of scaling the events up has always been on the cards within Big Orange Heart. But of course, when the pandemic hit, we needed to find an alternative solution to our in-person events. So we all jumped on Zoom, realized almost instantly it was entirely the wrong platform for any kind of event. So we set about building a solution, and being heavy open source advocates, we went down the open source route, found a way to empower our community to come together through a platform that we developed. We then started enabling other communities to come into that platform and start delivering their events through that platform. But actually, we sat down and said, look, this is, we've got this situation. We've had 12,000 attendees pass through this platform in the last 12 months. It's been pretty well battle tested. It's had some fantastic feedback, and we've iterated on it, on all that feedback. And now, how can we continue to move this forward? And then, the idea of a larger event was discussed. And in not very much time at all, from concept through to delivery, the first WordFest was delivered, which, as you alluded to, twice a year, we actually set out for it to be potentially an annual conference. The feedback that we received through the last event, we actually had requests for the event to be delivered on a monthly basis, which was just a little bit of a stretch. So we decided 6-monthly, and here we are coming up 23rd of July. We'll be delivering the next WordFest. Unbelievably, that was nearly 6 months ago.
It always feels so far away, and then you always remind us, well, it's in 6 weeks, or it's in 5 weeks, or we're 4 days out, and is everybody ready, kind of thing. So Dan can be empowering, but he's also a real big buzzkill sometimes. when it's time to drop that reality hammer. Kate, so you are here because I strong-armed you. I was like, Kate, you want to be our organizer for marketing? And you were like, okay. I don't know. I'm putting words in your mouth. Tell us about how you joined the team. And I also want to hear from you, what's something that you've done on the marketing team that was brand new to you that you've learned as a skill too? Because I think for me, there's a lot that I've learned and I've done, and I want to hear from you something that's like that.
So I was on the team for WordCamp US for 2020. And as that was kind of closing down, or we made the decision to close that down, WordFest popped into, it's really what I'm sure brought Michelle's mind. And I was in the middle of figuring out what I was going to be doing next anyway. And I always, I'm a writer and an editor always first, and always kind of on a marketing side of things. And so it was a great opportunity to take my organizational skills and apply them, in this way towards something that's really important to me. I mean, I was at home with the kids for 20 years, with a husband who had a very demanding job, involved a lot of travel at different times. And so even though I'm the ultimate remote worker, even though I live in a city, even though, my kids are fairly active, I never really found a friend group that I clicked with. I'm not like most moms. I was pretty young as a mom. So, there were just a lot of factors against me. So helping out remote workers, is just really important to me. I really understand. And then of course, I've been in tech for nearly 25 years now, which is just crazy again with the numbers, but even though I haven't been actively working in it, I'm a big observer, and just watching everybody moving through it and all of the burnout, all of the lost marriages, all of the, the different bad relationships, it takes a huge toll on you. And so it's really important to have a place where you can come to feel comfortable and get help, even if it's just stating how you're feeling for the day, even if it's just, everybody needs that opportunity to feel heard and I get some kind of feedback. And I feel like Big Orange Heart just has done an excellent job with that. And so to be able to use my skills to help further the WordFest initiative was, you know, was a big deal for me. And I've kind of learned everything. Like I know how to market things and I know how to write things, but I've never used ActiveCampaign and I've never used Canva. And I, you know, like, so any of the tools involved with getting this done, it was my first step. And I'm not good at being someone who steps in and just pokes around at things. I grew up with the internet being something where if you breathed on it, or like a computer, if you breathed on it wrong, it would still crumble into pieces. And so I still have that innate fear that if I push the wrong button, it's going to explode. And, you know, and I also, so this is, I don't like to bother people. And I know how much work goes into fixing these things. And so to be the one who broke it and made somebody else's life harder is just so hard for me. So that's kind of the biggest thing I've had to learn to deal with is it's not so much asking for help. It's just, I never want to make somebody else's life harder. And so it's, you know, it's been an interesting learning curve, but I'm back for a second one. So it must have gone fine. It did not help that almost immediately with joining the WordFest team, my husband changed jobs unexpectedly. Mm-hmm. So in the middle of a pandemic, life was thrown into even more chaos. And that was fun and exciting too.
So one of the things Dan doesn't know is that, you know, I mean, we all have DMs back and forth about things that we just don't need to put in public channels just to control the noise and clutter. And every time Kate and I message each other, it's like, I don't want to step on your toes, but I had this idea. And hey, do you have a minute? And we're constantly saying, DM me anytime. You're never going to step on my toes. But we always frame things like, I don't want to hurt your feelings because I'm not trying to usurp any of your authority, but I had this idea, or could you look at this? Or I made some suggestions, but you don't have to use them. Like, we're constantly like making sure, checking in with each other that nobody ever has hurt feelings about it. And we're like, we need to stop doing that because we love the ideas that we put in each other's heads and we love the things that we do together. I never do that to Dan. I just tell him my ideas. But for some reason, Kate and I are always like, what do you think about this? You know?
But I think it's good too, because it builds that family aspect that you were talking about. I mean, the WordFest family really is a family. We have to be. I mean, it's we're like the Partridge Family on a bus. You know, it just happens to be a Zoom call. Like, we're all in pretty close contact and there's only a few of us and there isn't a lot of room for someone to drop off or, you know, and just disappear or to, you know, continue to microwave smelly fish in the kitchen, you know? So it's important for us to stay in touch with each other and make sure that feelings are being, I don't want to say managed. Managed always sounds weird, but we should, you know, should be in, just kind of in touch with where people are and making sure that needs are being met, you know?
I will say that the one thing Dan and I do to each other is we are respectful of the fact that we're both very busy people. So he's always like, are you sure you want to take that on? You're a very busy person. And I'm like, I know you're really busy, but can I just slide this in there kind of thing? So I think we all have those different things within different relationships. So I didn't want to suggest that Kate and I are terrified of each other because we're absolutely not.
No, in fact, it's the opposite because we I guess we'd say we care so much about each other that we don't want to make an unintended mistake that you know that messes things up.
Right. And our previous power dynamic, if you want to call it that, was I was the lead organizer for marketing and Kate was under me as my second in command. And so now she's the lead organizer for marketing. So whenever I come to her, I just don't want it to ever sound like I'm trying to put that power dynamic back into place. And so that's why I'm just cautious about it for sure. Now I'm going to get back to you, Dan, but I do want to tell you that my tool that I learned that I had never used before, this was Discord. And when I told my daughter and son-in-law that I was on Discord, I felt like one of the cool kids. I was like, yeah, I'm 52 years old, but I got my own Discord thing going on. And like, okay, it's only Big Orange Heart, but now it's actually, there's a WordPress Discord I'm on too. Not that I do a lot there yet, but I've learned some skills and I'm not as terrified of some of these things anymore. So I'm just going to put that out there.
I think Discord's been one of the secret weapons, actually, in terms of the, you know, how we manage this. The obviously for day-to-day on a day-to-day management of the event, we're in active across the Big Irish Arts Slack, and then we're in Zoom and various calls. But on the day itself, we run an audio-only channel for all the organisers, as well as other channels for volunteers and for MCs and for various team members. And that I think something that was really special for me was the sense of togetherness that was created, which I've felt many times when we've delivered in-person events. As a group of organizers, we can all collectively come together and feel that utter exhaustion or frustration or happiness or whatever the feelings are, the emotions are, together in the room. But of course, doing it virtually, I never really expected to actually get that same feeling through our Discord channels on the day. And it absolutely was there. But there were moments where we were all utterly exhausted. There were moments where we were all elated with excitement and all sorts of emotions. It was fantastic to experience that. And we really want to encourage, if people are interested in getting involved and want to be part of that, then we have an open call for volunteers, and we'd love to hear from you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I agree with that completely. I was kind of thinking the same thing when Michelle started talking. It was such a great way to get to know other members of the team. So there's a whole technical team that we never really interact with until the day of. But also as a 24-hour event, you needed a reason to kind of keep going. Like, none of us, hopefully, often sit at our desks for 24 hours. I know Dad danced on a few stretches. But it's, that's a lot of time to be, even if you're sitting there just monitoring something, that's a long time. And so to be able to just chat with one another was huge. But also to just be able to have a conversation with somebody that you've been working with, but have always kept it, like work related, to be able to have a more personal contact was fantastic.
And just to zing a joke in like real time and not like type it out and wait for somebody to respond, you could actually hear the laughter, so you're like, yes, it hit. Now, Dan, this is also a fundraising event. So it's absolutely the first and foremost, it's about reducing isolation. It's about education. It's about, that feeling of community and everything that comes with it. But can you talk a little bit about how it's a fundraising event and what are the new things that we're doing for fundraising?
Yeah, sure. So, as we said, the first event, we really didn't put too much focus on the fundraising element of it. And we're not making huge noises again this time around. The predominant focus is around, as you stated, the reduction of isolation, education material, etc. But we need to be realistic. There are costs associated with this. There are costs associated with delivering Big Orange Heart. So there is, opportunities to fundraise through it. When all the tickets are available for free, registration is free, but there is an optional $10 donation that can be made at point of registration. We have an optional micro sponsorship. The micro sponsorship is $250. It roughly equates to what it would cost in terms of a ticket for us if we were delivering this, charging for tickets. But then we've introduced some additional options this year. We've got some additional per session thank yous, which is another $250 donation. You'll get your logo, your brand thanked at the individual session that you sponsor. And we're also running a dedicated campaign, 24,000 steps to mental health this year, which is a really exciting. And I'm really looking forward to seeing where this goes, actually, because we're offering two routes to get involved with the 24,000 steps to mental health. You can undertake the challenge to complete 24,000 steps in 24 days. So we will be launching that on the 30th of June. So you'll have 24 days. Day before WordFest is your deadline to complete that 24,000 steps. And of course, we're encouraging you to fundraise as you complete those 24,000 steps. Or you can actually take part on the day. So 23rd of July, when we deliver WordFest, we will be encouraging teams of individuals. We would like to see groups of six. So if you're interested in getting involved in this, we would encourage you to partner up with five other individuals. So there's six of you in total. Each of you take on the challenge of completing a total of 24,000 steps over 24 hours. So as the event passes through the six continents, so we'll be starting off in Australia, moving on to Asia, Africa, Europe, South America, and North America, we would encourage an individual from each of those continents to take on the challenge of completing those steps. So your combined total of 24,000 steps in 24 hours.
If somebody is mobility challenged and they can't do steps, how can they be involved?
So this is a really good question. And it's a question we're actually posing to the community as well at the moment. This isn't something that we're not limiting it solely to steps. You know, we understand that there are individuals that do have mobility issues that we need to, how can we work with you to encourage movement and you know, some form of physical exercise to undertake this. So you may, you know, there are many, many options, but we're very open to discussing them.
Mm-hmm. And it's exciting because it allows people to actually do some fundraising, be involved in a different way besides trying to figure out how they can afford to give more money. They can enable other people through them to be able to fundraise for the organization, which is, I think it's pretty cool. I love this idea. It's something we didn't do last time. And this is one of the things that happens when you're able to do an event over time, is that you see what worked last time, you see what didn't work last time, you make corrections, and then you're able to add things. And if it works great, awesome. If it doesn't, well, back to the drawing board for the next one. But I think this is one that should be very successful. I'm very excited about it.
Absolutely. So. And if you're interested in getting involved, wordfest.live/fundraise.
Perfect. Absolutely. So Dan, I don't want to keep us too much. I want to, you know, kind of wrap things up here pretty quick. But what are you most looking forward to with this next iteration of WordFest?
That's a really good question. What am I most looking forward to? I don't know, actually. I'm just looking forward to the day, the whole experience. And it sounds like a bit of a cliche, but I genuinely enjoyed the whole experience on the day itself. It, you know, it's exhausting. There's lots going on, lots to think about. But actually, that just that getting back to that sense of that, as we were talking about earlier, that sense of you know, togetherness, which you know is often lacking in this virtual environment at the moment. So particularly looking forward to that.
Kate, you know, you're sitting there. She's going to ask me that too, and I have the same answer. But is there anything you would add to Dan's response?
I'm interested in some of the new community things that we've got going on. So we opened up some more time in the schedule for people to be able to just hang out in the community tent. We narrowed the places where people can be so that we can gather a little more easily. I mean, it's always great to have places to go poke around, but if the idea is to come together, you know, this makes it easier for that. You can spin up a table, you can sit and talk with friends. It's way more relaxed and chatty than you might think. Plus, you know, we've got new sponsors this year. But we also have the photo booth, which I'm really curious to see what everybody's pictures are going to look like.
Me too.
And I haven't been as involved in this. I keep hearing bits about it, but I'm really curious to see what's up with the games tent. To see like how are we doing this? How is this actually going to work? But I think it's going to be super fun, and it's a nice, you know, it really helps with the festival atmosphere that we want to you know to portray. I'm excited to see those new things that we've got going in.
And one of my favorite things, what are we calling the community area? Because we've got the other six continents.
So the community tent is Antarctica, because you're going to chill out while you're there. We've been so busy talking about everything else, we haven't really gotten there yet, but it's on my list of things to start promoting pretty soon, after we get through our marathon list of speakers, which I'm really excited about. So,
66 sessions.
Right. We've included lightning talks. We've included wellness talks. We've got community interviews. So a lot of things in the lineup that we haven't had in the past. So I'm excited about that too. And we'll be delivering some live talks this time as well as the recorded ones. So yeah. So, you know, we said last time we have this perfect dinner that we made. This time we're like, let's toss a salad, just like mix it all up.
So. I mean, I think one of the things that we also need to highlight is the fact that we're delivering live sessions this time around. Has meant that from a technical perspective, there's been some challenges for us, and there's some changes, particularly in relation to accessibility, because the previous event, we could caption all of the sessions prior to the delivery of them because they were pre-recorded. So we could burn the captions into the videos. This time, obviously, we can't do that live with the live videos. So we've actually going to be delivering the entire 24 hours across both both tracks will be live captioned using human
transcriptions. Or...
Yes, thank you.
I couldn't think of the word. Stenographers, whatever the word is.
Stenographers, yeah. Yes, thank you. But of course, again, that comes at quite a heavy cost. So if you are looking to help support accessibility across this event, we do have a dedicated package to support that, where we will obviously be making lots of noise about the wonderful companies that are supporting the transcription services across WordFest Live.
So tell us, Dan, what other sponsorship opportunities are there right now? Because I know that we've been selling some out, which is awesome.
We have, yeah. We are unfortunately, we've sold out of our global packages. So, and I'm really excited to start announcing the companies very, very shortly. We have, I think a limited number of our continental packages available. We have sold out of our photo booths. We also, as I've just mentioned, have our live transcription available as an option. And as I mentioned at the start, we've also got our per session thank yous and micro sponsorship. So our sponsorship packages start from essentially $250 and work their way up. So we really try to create a situation where almost every company in the space can get involved in some way or other.
Kate, what are other ways that people could be involved? You know, we have a call for volunteers and. Obviously the fundraising, but what are some of the volunteer areas that you know of that we still need covered?
So as far as volunteers, we've got kind of a little bit of something for everybody. We've got a call on the website that really lays out nicely the different technical needs we need. Some of them are more technical, some of them are less technical, some of them are so technical that as I was writing them, I'm like, are these real words? But, you know, it was, but it's kind of fun too, because if you're a more technical person, sometimes in an event, it's hard to find a way to volunteer. So, you know, we definitely have ways for everybody to be involved, and our technical crew is a fun crew. So, you know, it's a different way to get involved or to meet some new friends. And then I've played, you know, again, Dan gave us the keys to the website. I've played fast and loose with some of our deadlines. We still kind of through this week have some openings for media partners and for community partners, if somebody was to come to me. And those that we have are fantastic and have been really active so far, like as they come on board. But actually, some of them from last year or last time have started promoting it before we even opened the call for media partners. So, you know, we wanted to open up the partnership opportunities to the community, because that's really what the whole event is about, is helping and building stronger community. So like meetups can join as a community partner, and they, you know, they share some of our news, but we also get them focused or get them visible on our site, so that now that we're doing more virtual events, and I don't necessarily see that option going away, people from around the world can continue to come together even at your local meetup. So there's just a number of ways, like we every opportunity we find or every idea we have about how to get, you know, how to open the door to more people, we try to implement.
And MCs, that I MC'd North America last time. It was so much fun. So if you'd like to be on camera but you don't want to deliver a talk, which is too late to apply for that now anyway, you'd have to wait. You know, you can apply to be a volunteer or fill out the registration form to be a volunteer and check the box for MCs. But there's lots of different ways to be involved, as Kate said. So go ahead and hit that up. How can people find out more information?
WordFest.live. So everything's available there. We've got all of our open calls. We've got our registration is open. As we said, grab your ticket now. As I said, the tickets are available for free. There is an optional $10 donation. WordFest.live.
And Kate, where do they follow us on different social channels?
Yeah, so we're on Instagram. It's all under the Big Orange Heart. Big Orange Heart accounts, but we're trying to tag everything with the WordFest Live hashtag. So you can follow our hashtag WordFest Live and hear all the things that are going on Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook. We've got you covered.
Absolutely. Well, thank you both for being here with me today. It's not only a pleasure to have you on WP Coffee Talk with me, but to work with you daily on both Big Orange Heart and, of course, WordFest too. So thank you so much.
Oh, likewise, it's such a joy, such a pleasure to be able to work with both of you and the wider team across this. And Michelle, really appreciate the opportunity to come and chat with you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, thanks so much.
We'll see you on Slack soon, probably in the next 5 minutes. All day, every day. And we'll see everybody else on the next episode of WP Coffee Talk. In the meantime, stay safe and stay healthy.